Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each week by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. Well, this coming week is the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. It's our annual convention. It's been going on for over 80 years. And, well, it's always something to look forward to, visiting with fellow folks in the farm industry world, organizations, and, you know, those leaders will all be on hand, and especially other farm broadcasters from around the U.S. And, well, it's always the duty of the president-elect with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting to organize the convention. That, well, this year it's the responsibility of farm broadcaster and friend Delos Yonke. He is with the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network, and man, Delos says it's been a year long of planning, something I did just a few years back in planning the convention. And, well, he says it's a bit nerve-wracking, but we're at the point where you just kind of have to hang on and see where it goes. But should be exciting as some of the events start late Tuesday, and we'll be in full force on Wednesday in Kansas City. Delos joining us this past week here on CASM Radio.
Well, you know, you've obviously been through this before, and I imagine you had the same thought that I did. Like when I was elected a couple of years ago as vice president, then you assume that the next year you'll become president-elect, and at that point you plan a convention. And so a couple of years ago, I was, you know, my head was just swimming on the drive home, and a lot of it was just thinking about, what's my theme going to be? And I still remember I was maybe a half hour from home at that point, and it just came into my head that that the theme should be the place to be. And I've believed that for a long time, but I'd never really put it in that phrase before. But you know, we've got more than 600 people registered, and we sell out the Westin every year in downtown or near downtown Kansas City, and we got Greg Dowd on the schedule. He was on Trump's first team and helped write the China Trade Pact back in 2018-2019. He's now the CEO and president of National Milk Producers Federation. And I remember mentioning that to somebody that we got, Greg, and the guy, well, it's our current president, Jeff Nally, and he said, you know, people want to come to NAFB. And so I really wanted to celebrate that this is a great time for people in ag to get together, and we've got a lot to talk about. And we try to incorporate some professional development. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence, how you can use it and what to look out for. We're going to look at the different equipment that we all use to broadcast. We're going to talk about a number of things like Make America Healthy Again and that movement. Where is it at this point? And we're going to talk about trade and markets and weather and a lot of the things that you would expect at a good old ag conference. So we're going to talk about the future of water as well. I got a farmer from Southwest Kansas. I got a Farm Bureau member or leader from Texas. They just passed some legislation down there. And we're going to just talk about that of, you know, we're doing all this, but if the water runs out, then what are we doing here? So it's one of those, I feel like, overlooked conversations that I wanted to have. So we're putting it together, and oh my goodness, it's already next week. I'm sure you remember that feeling, like the calm before the storm.
A calm before the storm, that's a pretty good analogy. Delos said there was a few things he wanted to try and do this year.
I really have that, like, I wanted to have a pickleball tournament. And the Westin, as you know, has those tennis courts. You go up the elevator and you see these tennis courts that are on a rooftop.
Yeah.
And there's no one ever there. Well, of course they're not there. It's November. I thought, wouldn't that be fun? Well, when do you incorporate that kind of time into the event? And who's going to staff it? And what if it's, you know, 12 degrees? So there and thus went the pickleball tournament. So, you know, you want, there are some things you want to have where it would be, well, that would be really cool, but, you know, then you realize what you're confined to and what you're working with, and you make the best of it with what you have.
So Delos wanted a pickleball tournament. Well, as he said, isn't going to happen. And, you know, everybody who organizes the convention tries to put their own little twist. I know a few years ago, and I was making decisions and planning the convention, I did a meat raffle during convention. So that was kind of my little twist. DeLoss, you know, his background in agriculture goes back to the state of Kansas.
I'm originally a Kansas boy, fifth-generation family farmer. We had cows, we had beef cows and milk cows on the farm. And it was one of those times, it was early, well, I graduated college in mid-90s. And the situation wasn't really conducive at all, nor did I have any kind of mechanical skills that could lead to being the next generation on the farm. And but certainly passion and love for agriculture, wanted to contribute any way that I could. Got my first radio interview as an intern as a freshman in college and caught the bug, and it's always been with me. And I've been in Illinois since 2013, and I've been with Illinois Farm Bureau since 2015 as one of the broadcasters. We don't own stations, but we have a statewide network, and it, you know, what better group to serve and to work for. So, you know, farm broadcasting has been awfully good to me, and so that's part of it, as hopefully being president-elect, or as being president-elect and eventually president. You know, just want to give something back to an organization that's meant so much.
National Association of Farm Broadcasting President-elect DeLoss Yonke joining me this week on CASM Radio, and he's organizing the convention in which you'll hear reports from this coming week from Kansas City, Missouri. And I mentioned to DeLoss the importance of farm broadcasting, and in recent years, AM radio in general has come under the microscope, AM radio in vehicles. And that in D.C. And just kind of mention to DeLoss to reiterate the importance or why we feel it's important with AM radio and farm broadcasting.
You know, there's such a connection there between the listener and the broadcaster. And I really think part of it is just the importance of being local. Now, I understand why the motor companies would want to sell subscriptions on their vehicles. That makes a lot of sense. But it doesn't have to be one or the other. It could certainly be both. I don't see why it can't be both. And I just think about, you know, I live in a town of 3,600, and we have a big siren system and all that. But you know, you need, there are a lot of reasons why you just need local, why you have to have that local contact or the opportunity for being local in cases of emergencies, or, you know, we certainly see it as the more things go into that regional, national, you just lose stuff on a local basis. And you know, that's grassroots, and that's maybe it's pie in the sky anymore. I don't think so. I think the importance of staying local and, you know, letting the marketplace do its thing. Going back to what we were talking about with beef business, you know, it doesn't have to be, we don't have to be excluded, I don't think. You know, if you can sell your subscriptions, great, but, you know, leave room in there for local radio. I think that would be something that's worth preserving.
When talking about farm broadcasting, too, one of the big legs on the stool that we lean on as an organization is providing information, content that listeners can trust, and that's something that's been proven in recent research, and I mentioned to DeLoss it's something very, very important to maintain in the future.
Yeah, if your primary goal or motivation is clicks, then you don't have to be accurate. And I've really been passionate about that the last few years, that the logo, the NAFB logo that you use and that we use here, it has to mean something, and especially now, I mean, with artificial intelligence, who knows what's real? You could see a video online and have no idea whether or not it's accurate or when it was made or who made it, what was their intention upon making it, and so the need for the trusted resource just continues to be more and more important. So, yeah, I feel like that very much needs to be preserved.
Fellow farm broadcaster DeLoss Yonke, president-elect this year at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. He's the one who's been behind all the planning leading up to convention this year in Kansas City, which is coming up this week, and we'll have reports here on CASM Radio. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report. It's brought to you each week by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.